Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the Boone 100s Club. It's coming back. Part three, I guess we'll call this one. Shelley Graybaugh's here and Dave Sherry. And thanks both for coming in today. Did I call this the Shelley and Dave Show or something?
Seems like third time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Our goal is we want more people to come out and be a part of the fun.
That's right.
And exactly. To me, I call it fun. It's a way to, well, it's a way to give.
Yeah,
we
want to promote joyful giving. We want people to have fun. We want it to be quick, easy, a good time. And I think it has been.
I think that surprises a lot of people. They think, oh, it's going to be like 2 hours, 3 hours. No, this is not. This is like 45 minutes at max, probably.
Yeah, I want to say probably even less than that, maybe 35, 40 minutes. It's in and out, pretty quick and easy, and we're just trying to make it as easy as possible for people to enjoy giving.
So listeners understand, some are aware, some may know, some may not know, but it was a year ago after you guys were kind of sitting around and brainstorming, what could we do? What could we do to just have an opportunity for people to contribute for the sake of contributing to different activities locally? And you came up with the 100s Club.
Right. It was a vision that Dave and I had talked about probably 2 or 3 years prior to that. COVID kind of put a damper on it. And mm-hmm. so we revisited it and still decided it was something that we thought would be good for Boone County. And so the joyful giving has been something that Dave and I have totally enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Our spouses have joined us as well, and we're bringing on our kids to also bring in a younger generation of giving as well, and introduce them to how important and impactful joyful giving can be.
The basic thing is people don't really know who is going to be doing presenting. It's first of all, bottom line is you bring $100.
Yeah, so
I don't care if it's 250s or 100. right. 520s will be just fine.
Exactly.
That's right. So you bring $100. You bring $100 and we give you a poker chip. And that poker chip you use to vote with. And so we have three causes from around Boone County that will present. Mm-hmm. They present for 3 minutes, which no PowerPoint, no handouts, just them and a microphone for 3 minutes, really, really pretty quick. They talk about who they are and what they would use the money for. We ask a couple questions, mm-hmm. open up the audience for a few questions, and then after all three have spoken, they step out, and everybody gets to come up and drop their poker chip in a bucket that represents who they want to vote for, and whoever receives the most votes receives the...
They get the money.
They get all the money, yeah, everything that was all the $100 that were donated that night.
I know you have some people who say, well, I don't. If it's not somebody I know, why would I want to come? And the idea is come and give for the sake of giving.
Yeah.
Building some enthusiasm, building some, again, for the community.
Yeah, we really want to encourage people to just come and lift up our community, right? And so we don't want you to decide whether or not I'm going to give depending on who's there. We want you to decide that you're going to give and support the community, whoever is there. And so come and just be excited and joyful and plan to participate and hear who the choices are and choose from that. But you know what we don't want to get into is people making their decisions based on who's coming without hearing the story. And we really want it to be more about us coming together as a community doing something fun to help lift up a good cause.
So we had the, turkeys from 911.
Yeah.
That was the first one. And they're going, we had no idea, you know, but really helped them, again, expand what they were doing out there. And the other two presenters that night, I remember them, Tri-T and mm-hmm. Little League.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there. We did have Downtown Trees, the Downtown Boone Committee really is the one that was the beneficiary with applying dollars that came last time to the trees that were planted downtown, part of their efforts for Main Street.
Right, right. And, you know, one of the things that I think is fun about this is even if even if your cause doesn't get selected, you get an opportunity to talk about it in front of a group of people. And so there are folks we're hearing from that have said, I had no idea that was a thing in Boone, and what a neat opportunity that they didn't even know existed.
Right. It's so easy to do. It is. I mean, people go through, they'll waste $100 here and there, and don't think twice about it, you know. Okay, skip a couple of stops for coffee or something like that. But, I mean, it's pretty easy to do. And younger kids, too. I think there were more young kids that were involved last time, too. It's nice to see that, because that's a great way, I think, for them to get to realize, yes, you can have favorites and you can support your favorites. But this is a way just to get together with everybody and have some enthusiasm for what's available. I'm not even going to ask you how to get contacted. About. Can you put our group in there? Because I know that happens.
It does, and we appreciate that it happens. You know, the first time around, nobody knew we existed, and so we were out looking for causes. And we really appreciate groups coming to us now and asking to be considered.
Last time, besides the Downtown Trees, it was Booster Club, because they were after a grand piano.
Correct.
And still after grand piano. Yep. They're going for that. But the other one was Be the Light, the new project from the hospital for cancer survivors.
And there were a lot of people that that was the first time they heard about the Be a Light, which is a great program. And we were excited just to get them in front of a room of people to get to talk about the good work they're doing.
All right. So our event this time, just like a year ago when we started, going to be at the high school in the auditorium.
Going to be in the high school in the auditorium on the 24th of April. Yeah. Make sure I got right.
Yeah. Wednesday the 24th
at 6:30 p.m.
Yes. 6:30. And be there before 6:30 so you can get your poker chip.
Yeah, I tell you what, it goes really quick, and we start promptly at 6:30. We want to be as prompt and quick and easy as we can, so we'll be there by 6. So I would encourage you to come early, get your poker chip. Jake Doty is going to be playing music, and he'll be playing early, and that alone is worth price of admission.
Free. It doesn't cost you. Only cost you the $100 to vote. That's what it is, really.
Yeah.
I think the having Jake. Well, Jake last time couldn't make it. Is Dave going to sing this time?
No, we want people to come back.
Exactly.
So, but we do have things that'll be there, and people can come in. And I think the big thing I saw last time was afterwards. There were a lot of people, you know, finding out more about the Booster Club and the piano and Be the Light, Project Be the Light for the hospital. That was a great way, really, to get people to know what those are all about.
Yeah, see, some of the things that I love about it is, you know, a $100 donation to any cause is appreciated, right? But it doesn't go real far. But if we get together, a bunch of $100 donations can make a significant impact for a nonprofit or for a cause in our community. And we've raised around $5,000 each time. Once was a little below that, once was a little above that. We hope to get eventually get 100 people there and raise $10,000. Yes. But the impact of a bunch of small gifts together can really make a difference.
It is a big we've recently seen people talking about grants and what the foundations give out and things like that. This is a very easy way for one of three to do a presentation, and if people say, this is something I can support, you vote for it. And if you get enough people voting for it, they're going to get the money. It would be nice to get 100. At least that's our goal, 100. Our goal really is to get more each time.
That's right.
More people, spread the word.
Right.
Talk
bring
to
your friend.
Bring your friends, your neighbors, let them know. Come together. Sit as a group if you want. I mean, it's an enjoyable time.
You know, our friends come and they enjoy it. They enjoy the music. They enjoy listening and hearing about the causes. They enjoy how it feels good to vote and support. But then also, a lot of groups go out afterwards, go out and grab dinner and hang out. And it's a great time just to be together as a community and see friends and have some fun.
It's early enough, too. I don't know if you've heard about it, because I know you guys are both in kind of find out about it. But so like the Booster Club, I think they did get some additional support from their members, and because all of a sudden here's more information about what they're trying to do. It is an opportunity. Be the Light is an ongoing effort. They need to raise a certain amount of money before they feel comfortable starting to work with families of cancer survivors.
Yeah, and Little League was similar. They did not get the votes and walk away with the money that night, but they did receive funding through a connection made at our event, and they that helped them out.
They get the word. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to get the word out. Very simple. Like you said, doesn't take a lot of time. If you blink, you might miss.
Right.
I mean, if you all of a sudden go, oh, that was at 6:30. Well, I'm going to be there at 1:45. It might be too late. I mean, that's how quick it goes. We get more musical interludes. That'll be good. We can do that.
Work on that.
The big thing is, folks, if you wonder, you come and find out. You'll find out what the three are once you get there. What three? You're going to have three that will be doing presentations. As you said, very short. They've got, 3 minutes?
Is it? 3 minutes. Just them and a microphone, no handouts, no PowerPoint. 3 minutes goes pretty quick.
And here's what we would like to do. This is what we're really working on. And we'll see what happens. And then people get to vote. That's right. How easy it is. I don't know. My wife and I, we kind of split our vote there a couple of times.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I had my favorite. She had hers.
Well, that's fair. Who won?
But that's it. Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Well, there were some great causes, great choices.
Right. Actually, I did not the first time, and last time I did.
So. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. But it was a tough choice. There's tough choices.
Yeah, and what's been interesting is both times we've done it, the votes have been really close.
Right,
They've been all six so far have been great.
All right.
Great things.
Well, we know that it is on the 24th, so folks, put it on your calendar now. Again, it's going to be very quick, so doors will open around 6 o'clock at the high school, the auditorium. Get there before 6:30. Plenty of room in the parking lot to be able to get there. And then bring along your $100 and get your poker chip and go in, get a seat, and just enjoy yourself and visit with your friends, and then wait for the presentations and the show that'll be on the stage.
Right.
We'll have it. I mean, you got to go through and kind of explain to everybody who's there. But again, if you haven't been to one before, it's very easy to do. I mean, you know, it is committing $100, and for some people, that's quite a bit, especially younger people. They all of a sudden go, $100. But once they get in there and do that, and they find out, you know, adding small contributions together like that really do have a big impact.
Yeah, and I think, you know, especially for the folks that $100 is a lot of money for, this is... I think this is especially kind of neat for them, because they can give their $100, but still have a piece of a pretty significant impact, like we talked about earlier. And when we started talking about it, one of our goals was to find a way to get younger people or folks who don't have the ability to make or don't have the funds to make large mm-hmm. gifts, to get them involved in giving and find an avenue for them to get engaged with. And that's one of the things that I think has been fun about it, is that most people can participate. If we go out for dinner as a family mm-hmm. anymore, if all six of us go out, I'd blow right past $100,
you've gone
right?
Past that, yeah.
But just a night out with three or four of us comes close to that. And so for us, it's trading a night out.
Mm-hmm. And about the same my house, too. I can very easily... go up to that level, and it's fun. It's fun to get there and kind of sit and watch everybody and get a chance to just see who everybody likes to support and who sells themselves, really, because that's what it is. You might go in there with a predetermined, once you see who the three are, say, oh, I like this project, I like that project. But as you listen to them, you get to learn a lot about each of them.
So right. Yeah. Right.
That's a big thing, too.
Yeah. And education about community has been part of our, I would say, a third goal then, raising money, getting people involved, and education was part of our vision here as well. So educating the community on different causes, different things going on, things I didn't know was going on myself. I've learned a lot about what is really out there and needs and causes for our community. So it's been amazing in that way, too.
It is surprising. I know, Dave, you work with a lot of different foundations. A lot of people don't realize all the different right. groups that are out there.
So yes. many. Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, and so many. And so many doing really good work for people in Boone County.
Yep.
So, well, show up, folks, on the 24th if you want to find out who the three are this time. And bring your $100 along so you can vote. Bring your friends and neighbors. Again, we want to try to get to that at least 100 people doing this. So far, we've been, you know, in that 50, 60 range, and it would be nice to keep growing that each time, too. So if we could get to 100, I'd like to see that go to 200.
Oh, that would be so amazing.
Wouldn't that be
fun?
Wouldn't that be scary?
impact we can make.
That would be a huge impact for some agency, some group that's doing things for the benefit of Boone County.
Right. So,
and you don't have to be just from Boone. You can be from anywhere in the county if you're interested in being a part of this and helping to support it. You don't know who's going to be doing the presentation. You know, you pick once you get there.
That's right. We look forward. Yeah, and really, we're open to causes from all over the county. And so you may hear from people from other towns.
So feel free. Come that night, enjoy yourself, go out for supper afterwards, too. Once again, it is on the 24th. It's going to be at the high school auditorium in Boone. Get there between 6 and I'm going to say 20 after. We want everybody to have a seat so Jake will have an audience to perform for. Jake Doty will be providing some musical interlude. He missed last time. Everybody missed him. We told him that. And he felt bad.
he was not feeling well. Wasn't by his choice, but he adds a lot of fun and atmosphere to it when he's there.
And once again, we're looking forward to a great turnout. Again, let's go for 100 people to bring at least $100 each and get up to that. What we're after, the goal, the 100s Club, and give out at least $10,000. That would be great to do. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.